That's Kygo there and Ava Max and whatever. It's 22 minutes to nine.
We are looking today at TEDx Lausanne. We've got tickets to give away for that event that's happening on Thursday. But also right now, we've got Damien Gauthier, who is the TEDx Lausanne curator in the studio. So first of all, welcome to you, Damien. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So you're doing this event, you're organising this, it's all happening on Thursday. It's kind of the main event is an after-work event. Thank you very much for organising something so practical as well. All different kinds of topics, but on a theme. So how did you come up with this year's theme, and can you give us a bit of insight into what it's all about?
Yeah, this year it's about where change begins. Also because for us it's a renewal. It's the first main event that we do after the COVID break. And so it's a new format. We do new things. We have for the first time this masterclass in the afternoon. We have a bunch of activities, networking, Q&As with speakers. So it's much more than just a conference as we used to do. And so that's for that reason we wanted to make the accent on the change.
It's a very broad topic though, which has allowed you to bring in a lot of different topics within that theme. So talk us through some of the different things that we can expect to be hearing about on Thursday.
Yes. So we have a bunch of incredible speakers and performers, 12 of them from all across Europe. We will be talking about AI, we will be talking about virtual reality, but we'll also be talking about self-leadership, hormones, women empowerment and leadership. We'll be talking about how to get past the strong father figures with Annika and Jessica Horn. There will be a bunch of things.
I know it's very difficult, and I always put people on the spot when I ask this question. As a curator, you have to be very impartial and say that you're looking forward to all of the speakers the same amount. But I know that there's always, curators have always got something that they're particularly looking forward to. Are you going to let us in and tell us what you're particularly looking forward to? A little highlight for you for this Thursday.
I love them all. I love them all. Of
so
course.
Diplomatic.
We had the chance this year to have already two speakers who already gave TEDx talks. Marin Tanguy, who already was there in 2019, and also David J.P. Phillips, who will be giving his fourth TEDx talk on his new book on self-leadership. He is super well-known for public speaking and communication with talks about death by PowerPoint or the magical science of storytelling. More than 10 million views on YouTube for those TEDx talks, and he will be giving the fourth one here.
That'll be good.
Well, I think also, go back to sort of like Kat's point about, what's your favourite? But there must be a very hard job, because there must be some that you didn't have space for this event, and you had to very politely and perhaps very reluctantly say, sorry, not this time.
Yes, of course we have.
Yes.
And it's heartbreaking every time. What we want to make sure is that we have a diverse lineup,
right,
a gender balance between men and women and non-binaries if possible. We want to have also diversity. So it's a very difficult task to find a fine lineup, and I'm very happy with the lineup that we have.
Aside from the lineup, though, there are also opportunities to meet and chat with the speakers. You're organising a few networking events where people can talk to each other. Tell us a little bit about what happens when we're not actually watching one of the talks.
Yes. During the break, we'll have a 1 hour plus cocktail break with free food and drinks and possibilities to meet up the speakers. We'll have three Q&A sessions. We'll have also some partners coming in with experiential booths, like VR booth, and others like also a graphic facilitator doing live sketching. So it will be a live experience with networking, discussions, and, of course, the deep conversations.
I think one of the things you were talking about was the first event after COVID. This is one thing that I think we've all realised that since COVID is, being virtual, being on Zoom or whatever it is, has been brilliant on so many levels. But we have lacked that ability to just to sort of like meet someone over a drink and chat, haven't we? I mean, that's something which I think a lot of people are very, very, well, very keen to get back to doing. So you've got that ability at the TEDx talks this time around.
Yes, exactly. Meeting with each other, also meeting the speakers. We will have, for instance, we have an interview with Jessica and Hanika Horn, the daughter of Mai Horn, about how to live with such a father figure and how to get past that to live your own path. And they will be part of the Q&A session. So if you want to meet them and talk with them, it's one of the opportunity.
I just want to touch very briefly on the masterclass element. So the main event is starting from 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. That's this Thursday, 14th of March. But the actual masterclass that's going on at 2 o'clock is if you want to learn how to be a good speaker. So you're doing this, it's sort of an expansion. It's something new on the program. Tell me a little bit about what you might expect to learn.
Yeah, we have the chances at TEDx Lausanne is that we have a bunch of professional public speaking coaches as part of our team. And this year, we wanted to offer that as an opportunity for everybody to learn the secrets of TEDx, the secret done from inside, from within. And it will be very practical. It will be given by four of our main coaches. And it will be really the secrets of what makes TEDx Talk the golden standard of public speaking these days.
Fantastic. That's another add-on that you can get. All of the tickets for the masterclass and the main event, or even a combined ticket, can be purchased at TEDxLausanne.com. Once again, it is this Thursday. Get online and buy your tickets. Damien Gauthier, the curator for TEDx Lausanne, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. Thank you.
Thank you.